How do you learn to be a surgeon or a dentist? It's very hard, isn't it, to sort of practice on somebody. But a local dentist is making it far easier. The Australian Implant Association has teamed up with Brisbane Water Private Hospital to do this. Did you know that many dentists travel overseas to get training in certain procedures like teeth implants? And that is amazing technology. Gee, it's come a long way. Dr. Dean Lysenblatt is one of the team that's doing this. He's head of the team that's doing this. And it's very new and exciting training, hands-on training. Good morning, Doctor. Thanks for having a chat.
Good morning, Scott, and thanks for having me on the show.
Why is it that every time I talk about dentistry, I run my tongue over the top of my teeth?
Probably means that you need to come and see us.
Do we put it off, do you think, too much?
I think a lot of us do. It's one of those unpleasant things that, you know, like, I don't know, there's plenty of things that we don't like to do, but it's one of those necessary evils.
Yeah, maybe we won't need the implants if we look after the ones we've got.
Well, that's what we hope.
Tell us about this school, this idea, because it's quite a revolutionary one, I believe.
Yeah, look, it essentially started when Ned Reston, who's been on the Central Coast for a very long time, has a number of practices up there, he rang me one day and he said, look, I've got this idea of doing this program. What do you think? And I said, oh, that sounds like a really good idea. So he put together a group of people and we got this program up and going. So essentially, rather than it being what most dental courses are like, which is a one-man band, we've got a whole group of people, which are specialists or generalists with special interests, and we kind of banded together and all put our ideas in the pot, and we've come up with this program which will take someone who... Because when you go to dental school, you don't learn about implants and surgery and grafting all that much, if at all. So when you come out, people want to do these sort of treatments. They want to be able to offer this to their patients. And more importantly, they want to do it at a high level and safe, and the most safe for their patient as well. So we've got this program together where we assume that nobody has any knowledge and we walk them through the journey and it can go as far as they want.
Why hasn't there been a training program like this in Australia before?
Well, that's a really good question. I don't know. I think a lot of the time, most people were just going overseas because, A, you could have a holiday and then get some education at the same time. So, you know, a lot of people would go skiing and then, I don't know, do a course, something like that. But not everyone can do that. And with COVID and things like that, it's just been almost impossible. So just through whatever, Ned thought this is a great idea and it's really taken off. And a lot of people don't necessarily want to travel overseas at the moment. And our courses are all in person. And it's been actually a really, really good thing, especially post-COVID, because a lot of people are, you know, they've been inside, because they get together, it fosters relationships, it gets them out and interacting. And, you know, dentistry is also a pretty solitary career. So, you know, a lot of people might be working in their one practice and they don't get to bounce ideas off one another. Whereas if they come to one of these programs, we introduce them to a whole lot of different people. They get to start talking to different clinicians with a variety of experience. And they know that they're supported, and if they have a case which might be a little bit tricky, rather than try and tackle it on their own, they can contact us at any time, and we're happy to walk them through, so that way their patient gets the safest and the best treatment.
Does it bring dentists to the Central Coast? Does it help us retain local dentists as well?
I believe so. I think it does. We've had a number of students that have come through the Australasian Implant Academy, and they've actually left their jobs and they've stayed up on the Central Coast because they see it's a beautiful place. There's a lot of patients that need a lot of comprehensive care, and the practices that Ned has up there are very, very well supported, and it's a great place to work.
Tell us about the setup. What's the tech?
Okay, so essentially there's four programs, and they run from very, very basic or fundamental implantology, and it walks the first student through, well, they're not students, they're actually qualified dentists, and they walk them through all the way from fundamental implantology all the way through advanced implants and advanced grafting, all the way through to people that have, you know, that people that don't have any bone, and then walks them through advanced full arch, which is where patients don't have any teeth or when they're in terminal dentition. And a lot of that treatment is done out of practices at Avoca Beach, Saratoga and Mingara. And a lot of the more advanced surgery is done out of Brisbane Waters Private Hospital, which is a brilliant facility. And we've been very, very, very pleased to be able to partner with them.
Why isn't dentistry part of Medicare. I know we have our free clinics for people on healthcare cards and people who have pensions, but why isn't dentistry, why aren't teeth classed as part of the body by the federal government?
You know what? That's a fantastic answer. I don't know if I'm the right person to answer that one. It's very, very muddy waters there. That's for certain.
Okay. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but
no, that's okay.
It's good to know this cutting edge stuff is happening here, isn't it? We have our big $80 million research tower, training people in medicine, and obviously dentistry is part of medicine. So these training things surely put us on the map when it comes to locations, and it's hard to retain these experts, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, we've got students or clinicians actually coming from Brisbane, from Tasmania, from Victoria, all the way up to the Central Coast. And I think, you know, a lot of these people are getting exposed to a wonderful part of the world that they haven't seen before. And you'll probably find that a lot of them are wanting to stay. We do also do a lot of digital work, which is stuff that's a lot less invasive. So that's another attraction for people to stay at these facilities on the Central Coast, which is pretty amazing.
A reason to be smiling. Good to talk to you.
Lovely to chat to you.
There's Dr. Lysenblatt, who's part of that revolutionary program, really, which is putting the Central Coast on the map. Dr. Dean Lysenblatt, one of the team that's part of the team that's heading up the new exciting training program at Brisbane Water Private Hospital. It's 9 to 8.